Welcome to MDEM, Place of Tranquility, 323 Lake Quan Dinh, Yaren, the outskirts of Saigon in South Vietnam. The Vietnamese inscription, Tho Chúc Sa Hoi Tinh Lan, is the Vietnamese for Vietnam Christian service. This is the entrance to the villa where I live. I'll be showing you several different scenes, most of which really enhance the villa a little bit, but it is an attractive place. It's just a little bit, like everything else in this country, a little bit dilapidated. Just as you step inside the gate that you saw in that first frame, you will notice this view facing the villa. The red and white stripe there originally was the front porch. We don't use that anymore. In fact, we pull down the awning and have some furniture and stuff stored there. There used to be a fountain in the little triangle there at the center of the picture. And as you can see, there's an archway where we drive through and go in usually at the back, although there is a door there at the porte cochere. That's my little automobile back in the back too. Okay? This next picture is also a view of the front gate from the inside. This one is another view, just a little bit different angle of our front gate. It really doesn't look as pretty and white as that, but it's kind of an attractive and lacy looking affair. This is another view looking from the gate toward the house. Here you can get a little better glimpse of the window box at the living room window and the gateway to the backyard. In this one, you'll see a little bit of the traffic that is going by, as well as the right-hand side of the yard where I've been standing to take some of the other pictures. This is, again, a little further off. You saw the awning of the porch before. This is the side view of the yard with some flowers. I don't know the name of that flower. Now this is from the backyard looking through the arch of the porte cochere. The steps go into the doorway leading into the living room. This is where I usually park. Just in the front of the car, there is a doorway into the courtyard where we have our wash and laundry, and you go in left to the house, main house, and to the right you go to the breakfast room, servants' quarters, kitchen, and back to the motel. This will give you a shot looking back toward the front gate. We usually have several cars parked out here in the yard. This is the little bug that I drove for a while. Marguerite on this side, and Mars and Liz, Mars Gassatea, and Liz Rockley on the other side. They're setting off one Saturday morning to go to Tudok to look at a pottery works. This is the way the front yard and gate look during the rainy season. Another view, again, at the time of the rain. This is the way the yard looks when the neighborhood children come in to play. You'll notice the little lad on the back of his brother. In this one, you see a little close-up of them. They take turns taking care of the little ones. One of them will play one time, and the next time, another one will take the baby. If they can't play with it, why, then they'll sit while the others watch. I spent a little while that morning watching them and trying to get this. Can you figure out what the game is that they're playing? I guess we've played that everywhere. Look who's it, and look what they're trying to hide behind. They've wised up to me now, and they're more interested in having their picture taken, although that one little fellow's still hiding behind that little thin reed back there. This fellow was just getting ready to run for home when I snapped his picture. He'd been hiding down in the well that used to house a fountain. I wish it still did. We'll see what we can work on it. Well, here come two stragglers heading for home base. I don't know whether they're in free or not. This is what happens whenever you have a camera around. They notice it. They want to have their picture taken, and they'll just stand there and pose. The front gate opens out onto the street, and to the left of our house is this scene. This is the same scene at a little different time. See the little lady sitting there in the ground? The poles with the baskets. She has just come from her morning rounds, and now she's ready to feed her family. So that's what MDM looks like on the outside. Here, we're beginning a few slides on the interior. I still haven't had too much luck with this, but these are so much better that at least you can get a pretty good idea. This was bright and early in the morning, and you can see the sun is making a very big glare on the floor. But I'm looking out toward the gate at the front of the house, and this is the living room window that is allowing all that sunshine to enter in. In this one, you'll find a more complete view of the room. I took this with a flash, and I'm having a terrible time with flash on this high-speed film. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm reading all the suggestions, but they don't always help. This is the other side. You can see the flash is reflecting on the panels there. They're rather interesting-looking art pieces anyway. The other side of the room with the piano and that little alcove there is the door that leads out to the porte-cochere and driveway. From the living room, we look into the dining room. Two tables there in the buffet. Again, a little bit of a poor picture. Different angle. The dining room looking out on the side yard where the cars usually are parked. Then this is a very difficult to make anything out, but this is looking through those dining room windows out to the archway of the drive. It's really a pretty, kind of a pretty view, I'm sure. I'm sorry it doesn't show up any better. Well, this is what we do. Besides eat at the dining room table, you can see the electricity is off again in Saigon. We spend, every once in a while, we spend quite a bit of time with it off. So we had started a game that night of Yahtzee, and that's the way we played it, by candlelight. From the table, looking into our library and TV room. Maurice Byrne is in one of the chairs, and Terry Bonnet over on the divan. The young lady in the foreground is one of the young daughters of the workman family at Play Coo, Eileen. This is a little different angle of the same grouping before, showing our TV in action. Our little coffee table where we also play a game or two occasionally. From the dining room, looking out toward the back door, we see An Shao at work alongside the china closet. The door on the left leads to my room. The door behind him leads out into the breezeway and the backyard. So, while we're there, let's open my door and come in. This is my room, where I've been spending a good deal of time trying to get it fixed up and make it a little more like home. Gotten so I'm kind of used to it now. The window in front of the desk, I'll show you a view from that window in a moment. And then on the left is the door to the bathroom. I must show you these things. Out that window, I had a picture of that helicopter. I've been chasing helicopters all week trying to get a picture of one. They are always going over. We hear helicopters night and day. Airplanes too, but seems like more helicopters. The Red Cross copters go by here and land at the third field emergency pad, so they come in pretty low. And this is my bath. Almost looks like a Roman bath, doesn't it? That's really a shower. But it kind of looks like I could fill it up and have a very large tub and luxuriate, doesn't it? It would be nice if I had some hot water, though. I'm getting awful tired of washing my hair and me in cold water. I never was real great on showers anyhow. And this is another view of the interior of my room. And out of that window, I get a view of our side yard. And here's Aunt Chow working away at the raking leaves. That's my flower growing up the window. The pattern there is the screen through which I was shooting and the smoke that is beginning to ascend from the burning of the old leaves that he's working on there. It's the second picture. This is still another wall of my room. And this one is, as you come in the door, this is to the right, right on the same wall as the entryway. My dresser and that big old ugly wardrobe that I keep telling you about, but it's very roomy and nice. I'm really glad I have it. I pointed out the door behind Aunt Chow a while ago that led into the backyard and all, breezeway, and this is the breakfast room that also fronts on that courtyard. I'm kind of disappointed in this picture. It's Chi Nam, but she'd had her face in the sunlight, and I tried to get her to hold it there, but about the time I shot, why, she moved, so it didn't turn out like I had hoped, but I thought the lighting might make that a very interesting one. That's where we have breakfast every morning, and lunch at noon. Going on back, we see this motel section where we have six rooms and three shower stalls in between alternate rooms. This is where some of our permanent residents live, and this is where I have guest rooms for visitors. This will give you a little idea of the length of the covered walkway that leads the length of the motel room. And now, to the left, at this end of this building, we move out through the gate and into the area where we have the annex, which is primarily a dormitory for men. As we open the gate in the wall, here's Hiro Ishikawa. He's our permanent resident in the annex there, which is the building that he is facing. The entrance is up that corridor a ways. And he comes out and looks out that doorway. This is what he frequently sees. Someone coming around the path from the right. There's a regular little village back in there. Here are a couple of kids on a tricycle. As you turn that curve from whence they came, this will greet your eyes back in the jungle area, it looks like. And another little right turn will bring you to this view. And these bamboo trees on the right are right up against our wall again. Well, now they've passed him, and we're heading up the narrow roadway. That path leads to Lake Kwan Din. So you can see that people live back in off of the main street, and they use the main street for their address primarily. So these people probably have a Lake Wandin address, even though they're way back here in this area. Here's Hero starting up the walkway to this gate, which is our annex. You can see the main house for the kitchen and all above him there.